Okay, we're starting Daf Tes Bezras Hashem today at the two dots right before the Mishnah, and really just finishing up the last Mishnah that we are talking about. Meaning that if a get comes from within Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, as we've explained numerous times. However, just because of chamim, there's two sides to the coin. If they require you to say b'fanei nechta, that's a chiyav on you. It also gives you a kula. That means that one aid, ayudei one aid, you will be able to be makayim it. Normally, for kiyum shtaros, you need two. So, yeshalav ayurin, what's going to happen if lamaisa they come? Then, yiskayim v'chaysamav. And you have to have regular old kiyum shtaros. Now, how do you have kiyum shtaros? Rashi says here, oyha edim atzman. So, Rashi highlights two ways in which you could have kiyum shtaros. Either the edim, the same people who signed in the shtar, come to Bezin and say, yeah, that's our signature, or edim achayim yakiru. Or the second one is other Edom come and say, we know those signatures and testify on each of the signatures. So you have two Edom come and testify on each of the signatures. Now, there really is a third way. And the first to speak this out, there's something called Dimoy Chasimois. And the Gemara in Ksubas discussed it, we had it. Which is, the Bezin had an archive of contracts and then we would match it up and say, oh, okay, these are known people who sign our Shtarois. And we'll be able to match it up. And there are mafarshim that bring from here, from the fact that Rashi doesn't mention it, it shows that dimoy chasimus would only work on something that's a derabanan. But this, where we're talking about gittin, which is daraisa, it's not going to help us for the shtar. Now, so again, what's happening is, if there's some sort of error, what's going to happen? Because it's the gets being brought within our Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. And therefore, you're going to have to do kiyum shtaros. Error, comma. So the question is, who is coming to be ma'ara on the shtar? Now, we're not thinking the ball yet. We know that that's going to be the answer at the end. But irr the kama. Ilema irr chad. If you want to tell me, somebody comes and says, oh, one person comes and says, I don't think this is going to be a good get. In order to have a proper irr, because we don't care if one person comes. We're not going to be machshav you at all. We're not going to be geir as you. You need, Rabbi Yechanan says, that in order to have, it's not clear where this Rabbi Yechanan is, but Rabbi Yechanan says that in order to have irr, you would need two. Vel irr trey. So the Gemara says, okay, well, then you have two people coming and saying that this get is mezuyif, it's a forgery. Then you have two people coming, the hainu, the edim, however we got the edim on the shtar, to say that it did happen. So it's treu trey. Frek the Gemara, treu trey ninhu. My chaz is the samchis ahani, samach ahani. So if it's treu trey, then we're going to be mukim, and the way Tosfos says it, we're going to be mukim them, the isha on her chazaka, which is, she was a chazaka of what? Eshesesh. We have two Edom come and saying the get is a forgery. We have two Edom, the Hainu, a keen shtaros on the Edom on the get saying that it was a good get, treu trey, and that she should, the default position should be back to where the last known thing she was, the chazaka of an Eshesesh, and therefore it shouldn't help if you have two people coming to Ma'ar, Ella, Ere, the Baal. Now really what's happening is the error of the Baal, and we will listen to an error of the Baal, only what? That if we get two people to, if we have the kiyum shtaros of the get and we know that it's good, then we are going to defeat the error of the Baal. It is the error of the Baal over here. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. Now, Zuck, the next Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we've quoted before. So speaking of a couple things that we mentioned before, but Hamevi get Medinas Hayam. If a shaliach brings a get from Medinas Hayam, ve'ena yachol loymer b'fanei nechtam. He is unable to say b'fanei nechtam. Well, we'll have to see what that unable is. Im yesh alav edim, if there are edim, then yiskayim b'chaysamav. So you could do kiyum shtarais. Okay, now again, remember, we brought this Gemara in the context of the back and forth with Rabbah and Rava back on the end of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Hey Amud Aleph, meaning that according to Rabbah that you need Lishma, how all we've addressed here is the kiyum shtarais. What about the Lishma? And we answered Achar Shalamdu. That we're ready people in Medinas Hayam. If so, why did we ever require b'fanei nechtav? Just to remind ourselves of this is that the concern is that it might go back. Shema Yiskal Kulu, they might go back and forget. And people in Medinas Hayam might go forget. So the whole reason to say b'fanei nechtav after Achar Shalamdu is a Gezeira Derabanan. And this case is a weird case, and it's not Shechichi. And in a case that's not Shechiach, the Rabbanan weren't Gezer. So that's how you answer for Rabbah. But the point is, we're talking about some sort of situation where the Shliach was unable to say, B'fanei nechtam. Echad Gitei Nashim, Ve'echad Shechrurei Avadim, both Gitei Nashim and Shechrurei Avadim, Shavu L'maylech U'lamevi. That now we're going to really transition a little bit. So far we've been discussing Gerisha. Now really this is a Gezerishava, Lala, that whatever didim will apply by Gerisha will also apply by Get Shechur, when a person writes a get to free his Eved. So we're saying, Echad ha-mevi ve-echad ha Shavu lemeilech ulemedi. It's a little interesting. What is this meilech? Why are we mentioning meilech? Meilech means, what does meilech mean? That the get came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Normally, when we think about b'fanei nechtam, right, the standard default is from Chutz La'aretz or Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. Why here do we switch it around? And the Achrenim bring a chiddush that we know, we just had this recently, that if a person sells his Eved to Chutz La'aretz, there's a knas. So you might think, again, in as much as b'fanei nechtam works, like we explained, it's a chiyav, but really it's a kula. Meaning the same thing we said by Isha that we just mentioned would apply by Eved, which means that if the Eved comes and says b'fanei nechtam, then we have a kiyum shtaris, even though it's al yedei the Eved himself, 1-8, or al yedei the Eved himself, just like if the Isha brought it as a shliach lahaylacha, the Baal gave it to her and she brings it, she's neman to say it. So it's a kula as well. And therefore, that it's a chiddush that we're going to employ this kula in a situation where we don't really want the Eved going out from Eretz Yisrael. As we see that we're going to give him a knas if the Baal sells, if someone purchases an Eved and takes him from Eretz Yisrael. So the chiddush is that we mentioned Meilech here to highlight the chiddush. That even in a case where Meilech, meaning the Eved originated, he was an Eved in Eretz Yisrael and then went to Chutz La'aretz, that we're still going to allow this heter, we're going to require b'fanei nechtav, but there'll be this heter, essentially the kula, that he's able to be makayim the get, to have kiyum shtaris on this get, ayidei atzmai. Okay, so echad shechriya evadim, shavu lemeilech ulemedi. They're going to be the same, meaning that you require b'fanei nechtav. Tosis here asks, fundamental question. So I understand by Isha, right? By Isha, again, we said that this ends up being a kula. It's a chiyuv that we require you to, the person that bringing it, the shliach, to say b'fanei nechtam, but it's really a kula because we're allowing kiyum shtaris with one. Now, normally what we said was, what's the standard default? Any shtar, we automatically tanin a mezuyav, which means the default is that the shtar is not considered a certified document. We don't wait for someone to come and say, oh, it's not a good document, and then we have kiyum shtaris. Then in order to determine the validity of the get from the ounce, for the shtar, from the onset, you need kiyum shtaris. It's only what? Why by get isha where we make mishum iguna ikulu b'rabanan? What type of igun is there by an eved? We're talking about an eved shechur. What about this? And this is asked that question. B'shliach isha have mishum iguna, but be'eved ma igun yesh di mishum iser b'bas chayrin v'shiv cholal asher. So this answers the chashiv igun ha da aser b'bas chayrin u'ma she'ena mischayiv b'mitzvahs. That it's considered igun. You could have igun. We always think iguna refers to a man. We see we're talking about igun here as well. That he is unable to marry a bas chayrin, okay, and it's not in his control. It's up to the Baal, meaning as long as he's an eved, he's not going to be able to marry bas chayrin. So if we don't do something to determine the validity of the get or to give this kula, then there is a concept of iguna by him not being able to marry a bas chayrin as well. Meaning, what's the sadash? I mean, normally we think about there's no such thing as igun by a man. That's what we would think. Igun is where something comes bal karcha. Where she, or essentially she can't force it. So she can't force a get. It's up to the Baal to give the get. So too, the Eved can't force the Shechur. It's up to the master, right? There's nothing he could do. And therefore, you could have Iguna. That's what we're saying. You could have Iguna by Eved as well. That is, you're holding him back. There's two levels of Igun here. You're holding him back from being able to marry Bas Chayrin. That's Iguna. Unless we can determine the validity of the get, and therefore we're willing to employ the school, or that he won't be able to do mitzvahs. Okay, and this is one of the, we'll see, we're going to bring three ways that get, isha, and shechur avadim parallel each other. Okay, and we're going to have to discuss this. So now, first, let's just go back to the reisha, kind of finish that off, because it's really a tale of two stories over here. The reisha had to do with a case of b'fanei nechtam, isha, regular get isha. We brought this in before. Okay, and then the Seifa, now we're talking about ways that Get Isha is like Get Shechur. So let's discuss the Reisha. My Eini Yachol, so what's the case where the Shliach brings again, he's unable to say b'fanei nechtam, and therefore you can rely on the Kiyum Shtaris. My Eini Yachol Loimar, Ilema Cheresh, if you want to tell me he's a Cheresh, meaning he's unable to talk, Cheresh Barisuya Gita, he's unable, right, he's a Cheresh, unable to hear, unable to talk. So Ilema Cheresh, Cheresh Barisuya Gita, Cheresh is not somebody who could bring a Get. The Mishnah says, so cheresh is possible. So therefore, can't be that we're talking about a cheresh. So Amar Rav Yosef Chochmah Yaskinan, as we explained before, So the shliach comes. Imagine this: the Baal gives a regular guy as a shliach the get. The shliach comes all the way from Medina Sayyam, comes to Eretz Yisrael, gives the woman the get, and then becomes a cheresh right at that moment. So he nas nula, he gives her the get kishu pikeach when he is a regular pikeach. Well, he hispik lemir funny nachnam ad chen is cheresh. Then he became a cheresh. Now we understand again in explaining this when we brought this in context before for Rabbah. What about lishma achar shalamdu? The whole reason why you still have to say funny nachnam for lishma is shema yiskalkalu. It's a gezera, and this is a very strange case where the guy is going to lose his ability. He's going to become a cheresh after he gives her the get, but before. Right before he says b'fanei nechtav, that's a very strange case, and therefore in this situation they weren't geyser because of lishma shemen is kalkulu. Now Taisus, and we just mentioned this again. Taisus mentioned on daf hey that why don't we just simply say a case of an elaim? An elaim is somebody who could be a shliach. So some of the achrayim want to. So Taisus comes up with an answer. We don't say elaim because it's mashma from the lashon of the mishnah. The eini yacholoymer mashma that something changed that he was able to. When he was appointed a shliach, and then he became unable to at some point during the shlichus. And therefore, that's why Taisus says, but really, it could have said elaim. And Mashma says, according to some achrayim, they want to learn from Taisus that an elaim could be a proper shliach, meaning what? That even an elaim obviously cannot say, b'fanei nechtav. He couldn't say it. He would have to, elaim is a mute. He can't say. So if he can't say b'fanei nechtav, he would have to write it. So therefore, from the fact that Taisus had to say that it's a wording issue, sounds like that an elaim could have been somebody to bring a get, and that means that we will accept the writing. What's the issue here? Other achrayim say that no, you can't. That it couldn't have been an elaim as well, because an elaim is not proper for shliach either. Why not? Because we know it's a question of how much does this parallel edus. We know that there's a din mipiyam v'lipiksavam that you cannot. They can't. Edim cannot write their testimony down and everywhere. They have to come and deliver their testimony in person. So again, that would be the question here. Can an elaim, meaning when we talk about the
It's the same thing, right? They can't written down.
That's a din. Mipiyam v'lipiksavam is a din. That's xeris hakasav. That's non-negotiable. Question is, are we saying that when the shliach says b'fanei nechtam, does that work necessarily as edus? So, and that would be the question there. Echad gitei nashim ve'echad shechur avodim. So we said, okay, now we're going to go into a little bit more of a complicated sugya of how does gitei nashim parallel shechur avodim. Just one thing I wanted to mention, really going back just a little to Tosfos, we asked the question of how in comparing get isha to eved, Tosfos said, well, by Eved, what type of igun is there? And we said, we explained how there's igun. Now, either way, the Gemara, if you remember right back in the beginning of the Sefta, which means if we're comparing Eved to Get Isha, then the first eight blot of the Sugya, where we're talking about the funny enough, so all those didim should apply. One of those didim that was brought very, very, at the very beginning was, I don't understand, how are we relying on an eight echad? Right? Eid Echad. So the Gemara said, Eid Echad. Why did we allow it? How are we relying on Eid Echad? So we said, Eid Echad Nevin B'Yisurin. We said, what do you mean? It's Davar Sheba Erva. So we have to come up with answers, meaning whether it's Rabba or Rava, we ask the question to both of them. Really, it's not a real Lishma issue, was the way we answered for Rabba, because really all the Seferim know. It's just a question of maybe the Baal found the get, right? Because the general people don't know, maybe the Baal found the get that was previously written for somebody else. And then when we talked about for Rava, we said that since the Shliach knows his unofficial capacity, that he is going to, he's accepting the get, right? That's what we said. That was in Rava. Right? We said Eidach and Nami Bisurin, and we said Bedin Hu Bekim Shtaris Nami Lodli Boy, Kidre Shlakish, Eid Machsum Shtaki Mishnachtu, and this Mebezin, Vishahakamish Megune, Kodur Rabbanon, Hai Kulov. So, right, so the Gemara went through it. So we ended up saying that he's Medak, that the Shliach is Medak, he's Medak Dayak, and he looks into it and he knows. Okay, so either way, we had to come up with some sort of dre by the Isha to discuss how we're talking about Eidach. Well, what about Eved as well? If you talk about Eved, it's now a davar sheba mamon. Mamon requires two as well. So how are you going ahead and are we allowing it? So the Achrayim come to discuss again by Isha, so we turned it from Erva into Isser. But by Eved, it's mamon. That's essentially what we did by Isha, is we turned it from Erev to Isser. Oh, with Isser, we can allow Eid Echad. Erevah, we can't. But if by Eved, it's a Dine Mammon. Eved is Karka of the other. So it's a Dine Mammon. So how could we possibly allow Eid Echad? And the Chernim come up with a very interesting answer here, that they say that since there's an Isser component, meaning that he's Usser to marry a Baschar, and there's some sort of Isser component, once the Rabbanon, that gives the Rabbanon license to let the get be chal, and once we do that, so then the whole mammon component goes away. Because we allowed a bishum iguna, like we said, because of the Isser component. So it's a very interesting twist there. Okay, but either way, we said that they parallel, meaning they both require b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Tanu Rabbanon. So now we're going to have a braisa that is going to list b'shloisha drachim shavu gitei nashim b'shechurei avadim. There are three ways in which we compare gitei nashim and shechurei avadim. Now, what we mean here is there are three dinim that apply both by gitei nashim and by shechur, but don't apply anywhere else. That's what we're trying to say. Okay, so meaning shavu l'mayelech u'lemevi. Number one, this idea of b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Both that we require it and that we'll rely on it. That doesn't apply by any other star. That's specific to get Isha and Shechur Avadim. The Chol Get Sheyesh Lav Eid Kusi, Pasul. Normally a star, that's referring to a star. The Chol Get, like we said, Tosis Daf Beis, okay, at the beginning of the Masechta, Get equals star. Why do we generally refer to Gitei Nashim? Fine, Tosis gave the reason, but Get means star. So the Chol Get any star, Sheyesh Lav Eid Kusi, Pasul. Normally if you have an Eid who's a Kusi, he's going to be Pasul. Chutz migitei nashim v'shechurei avadim. Okay, and we're going to get into that sugya on Daf Yod, but chutz migitei nashim v'shechurei avadim, that's going to be the exception. We will allow an Eid Kusi on the get Isha and Shechur. V'chol ashtarois ha'olim third din, v'chol ashtarois ha'olim b'arkar shaladik v'chavim, any shtar that goes through the non-Jewish legal process, so going through a court system, arkar shaladik v'chavim, afal pisha chismeim abdik v'chavim k'sherim, that it's going to be kosher. For Shtaro's purposes, we'll see why in a second. Chutz migitei nashim v'shechurei avadim. Except for gitei nashim v'shechurei avadim. So Rashi explains, why is it? Now let's just discuss this a little bit. So that means that normal Shtar Mecher. I sold you something, I have a Shtar as a document to document the sale, right? I bought something, so I have the Shtar, the contract. That between two Yidden, even if the Shtar was prepared by Arkais, by non-Jewish court, we could use it. But get, we can't. So why? Because Rashi says that that Goyim have, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach is dinim, which means they are shayach to having a court system, to having a legal, an entity with legal authority, and therefore we can rely on it because that's we have din of shtaros, they have dinim, so one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, they're shayach to it. However, when it comes to get, Rashi says, the lab b'nei krisos ninhu. They're not b'nei krisos, and therefore, they may have a something called a divorce, but it's not the same thing as a get. They're not b'nei krisos, the dinim don't apply, and therefore, when we're talking about a standard document that requires legal authority, so then we can rely on it. Now, some of the Acharnim come to explain that when you look at a shtar, when it comes, for instance, the shtar of mamon, since we say that haidas baldin will work, so therefore we just really need the shtar for raya. We'll see. We'll get into this on the next daf as well. We only need the shtar for a very specific purpose, okay? And therefore, since we say haidas baldin will work, so therefore the purpose of the edim on the document, the shtar and the edim therein, are just to be mavara the ms, meaning to just clarify what we know to be truth. So therefore, the Beis Din can now say that we can use, the Beis Din have the power to take a legal document and say, okay, well now we know what the truth is. The whole point of the Edim is to tell us to assert what the truth is. We now know what the truth is. Why? Because they have Edim, they have legal standing. We'll see why in a second. But the point is that a shtar, a non-Jewish shtar, will work when it comes to, for instance, Dine Mominus, Arkus, a legal document, but not get. Rashi says, why not get? Because they're not b'nei krisos. Tosfos piles on a bunch of other reasons. Number one, they're not b'nei krisos. He mentions that. Shem the Ri. He says, also you need lishma. He says, they're not b'nei shlichos. And they're pasul le'edus. So he mentions, Tosfos brings down four reasons why. But the point is that there's a difference. Regular shtar, we could use a legal document. Get Isha and get Shechur, we cannot. So that's a third way in which get Isha and get Shechur are different. They parallel, they're shavu, but they're different than every other shtar. According to Rameir, again, so what are the three? B'fani nachtam. Eid kusi. Normally, regular shtar, you can't use an eid kusi. Forget you can. We'll see why in the next stop. And then arkois. That a shtar with arkois, normally by other shtarais, illegal shtar would be good. Here, it wouldn't be good. Okay, and we'll get into these sugyas over the next couple of dafim because it's a little strange, right? On the one hand, we said that when we talk about eid kusi, their get is more mako. We'll have to see why. Our kais were more machmer. That we understand. They're not b'nei krisus, so we can't use that legal document. It has no standing for a Jewish divorce, for a get that requires krisus, the way Rashi explains it. Okay? Now, for Rameir, ba'arba. According to Rameir, there is a fourth category in which get isha and shechor are similar and are different than everybody else. What's that example? Ha'imer ten get zela ishti. So if a man says, give this get to my wife, ishtar shechor zela avdi, rotza lachzer b'shneim yachzer. That you can be chayzer. And we'll get into the sugya and the common dafim as well. Daf Yod Aleph. This is in a couple of dafim. The point is that there's a machlekes from Meir and the Chachamim. So the guy goes ahead and he says, ten get zela ishti b'shtar shechor zela avdi. So a man gives the get to a shliach. Now the shliach is off. Now the question is, can the man be chayzer? Can he be chayzer on it?
Before he gets it.
So the question is, before he gives it. The question, the din is do we say zachen la'adam shalab b'fanav or not? If we say zachen shalab b'fanav. So if it's a zchus, then as soon as the shliach accepts it, he's accepting it to give to the woman. Now it's a zchus, so the husband can't take it back. But if a get is a chayv, which by Isha, everyone's going to hold it's a chayv. Why? Because as soon as she gets the get, she loses her mezainis. So the get, well, she loses her mezainis. So get is a chayv. Everybody holds that if the Baal gives the get to the shliach to go bring to the woman, it's not considered a zchus, since it's a chayv, ein chavin la'adam el b'fanav. And therefore, when the shliach takes the get, we don't say that the shliach accepted it on behalf of the woman, because it's a chayv. So therefore, everybody agrees that when it comes to get isha, the Baal can undo it, he can be chayzer. When it comes to shichur, well, there it's a machlekes. Rameir holds that it's also a chayv. Why? Because as soon as the Eved, and we're going to go into this sugya, Daf Yud Beis, Daf Yud Gimel, as soon as the Eved gets the Shar Shechor, he's pasul to eat Truma. And the Rabbanon hold that no, it's his chus, he goes free. The psul Truma, back and we'll see, the Machlekes in the Mishnah, the Rameir and the Chum will go back and forth, has to do with the fact that he's no longer Kenyan Kasma, but it's not a direct result of the get, and therefore it's bad. So there's a Machlekes. According to Rameir, who says that both get Isha and get Shechor for the Eved, the woman going free and the Eved going free, is both a chayv to them. So therefore, that's another way that we can go ahead and say,
now,
it's
not a shliach
le'ilacha. Not, huh?
It's not a shliach
le'ilacha. Well, again, if it's a zuchus, but if it's a zchus, then we'll say zachen shalom mishalom b'fanav. It happens to be by get, there's a concept of shliach le'ilacha, because get is a chayv, so it would be different than a shliach le'kabbalah.
So, if
you
make a shliach to give someone a latanah, so...
Then we say zachen shalom mishalom b'fanav, and you can't, yeah, correct. Okay, now, so, first we're just going to attack right here. We said that there's three ways in which get, Isha and get Eved are parallel to each other, and they're different than all shtaris. So normally, whenever we highlight a number specifically, according to our mayor, it's four, then we're coming to exclude other cases. We want to know, what are we excluding? Minyana, bisham, the rabbanon, minyana, lemu'ute, ha'du rameir. So according to the rabbanon who argue rameir, so only, there's only these three, meaning what? That in the Baal's ability or the master's ability to be chayzer after he gives it to a shliach, so according to rabbanon, we're going to exclude that case. That's only in rameir. Rabbanon hold that the Eved going free is a schus, and therefore they would say that this is not an example where get and get Isha and get Eved are the same and different than every other case. El Rameir, Minyan on the Mute Mai. Rameir, who says four, what is he coming to Yamayit? So the Gemara says, Mamute Hadatanya, what a case over here. Datanya, Edim She'en Yodin Lachtaim. So let's say the Edim don't know how to sign. Mikarin Lahem Niyar Chalak. We would do some sort of tear. Now Rashi seems to say it's an impression that we would kind of etch on the paper. Etch out the word, carve out the word on the paper. So we would do that for them, and then the Edom would come, and they would just spill ink. Anybody could spill ink. Okay, and therefore they could spill ink, and that is considered a signature of the Edom. That would only apply We would not. Im yoidim likrois falachtim chaisman. Then they can sign. Vim lav ain chaisman. So the Gemara just asked, and we're going to come back to this machlokes in a second, here for 1 second, but kriya, we're talking about signing. Where'd you get to kriya? Reading. Yeah, there's one additional case. Eidim she'ein yoidim likrois karin lefneim v'chaismin v'ein yoidim lachdoin mekarin lahem. So definitely we can read to the Eidus and they can testify, yeah. They can't read it. Okay, this is what we're reading now. Yeah. Okay, good. Then they can sign. That's fine. We have no problem reading it to them. Again, this is the reverse. They're signing events that are going to occur. This is not them coming to tell over Eidus. So we could read them the shtar, and then they could sign. Now, what happens if they don't know how to sign? So then we make an indent. We make an indent in the paper. We pour the ink in. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosfos says, problematic. He explains why it's not a problem, because normally we say an indent is considered writing, so it would be ksiva on top of ksiva. Tosfos says also that the Lashon, Tosfos brings down a Rabbeinu Chananel, that he doesn't like the Lashon. Lashon is Mekari, and that it rips. We tear. Why are you saying an indent and you pour the ink? It's tear. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns that what you do is they would have like a paper that had carved out, ripped out the letters, and then they would put that on top of the shtar and then pour ink on top of it and then lift up the form, essentially, and that's how you get it. So two different ways. Bottom line is we would aid in a system, the aidim pour the ink into some other way, either etched out or a form of paper on top that had their names torn out on the paper so that it would fill in the blank, and they would sign. So again, what's the point? The point is that the Tanakhama holds, we would do this in any situation. We would do this for any eidim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, So we're going, you want to know what Minyan Lemute Mai, why do we say three? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, we're only going to do this for which case? Well, Begite Nashim, but not Shechur Evadim or Shar Shtar. So we see, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this is another, we're coming to B'mamayit, this is not an example of where we'll allow this for Get Isha and Shechur Avadim and not for other stars, because we don't allow this for Shechur Avadim. Good. Now, the question is, we just essentially said we have three cases in which Get Isha and Shechur Avadim, the halacha is the same, and it's different than all other stars. That's where we're up to. Number one, how did we get here? Because the Mishnah said, b'fanei nechtam, that applies by Shtar Shechur. The other two were that Eid Kusi is not allowed by other stars, and Eid Kusi is allowed by Get Isha and Shtar Shechur. And the third one was that we'll accept shtaros in a non-Jewish court, arkais, non-Jewish court for other stars, but not for Get Isha and Shtar Shechur. Those two. Nabene Krisos, and an Evan needs, Evan and Isha need Krisos. Lala, right? We compare the two. Therefore, they're both going to need Krisos. Frekta Gemara, Vesuleka, really, there's no other cases. Vaika, I could find another case in which on one side of the issue you would have Get Isha and Shtar Shechur, and on the other, you would have the other case. Ha'amar Tunu Getzela Ishti, a person says, we'll discuss this case as well. Ha'amar Tunu Getzela Ishti, if a person says, give this get to my wife, Shtar Shechur Zela Avdi, Umes, and then he dies, Lo Yitnu La'achar Misa. So since he gave the Shtar, and he said, give it over, well, there's no Shtar Es Achar Misa. And therefore, if the husband dies, right, well, maybe the woman falls to Yibum, maybe there's a brother there. If you want to go by Get Shechur, it's even easier. As soon as the master dies, well, his son Yarshin the Evet. So the shtar that came from the father is no longer applicable. He doesn't own it. He's dead. So ain't shtar sachar misa. Okay, and therefore, if the shtar wasn't given yet, so in these two cases, the woman won't be free. She's not magurish. The Evet won't be free. Okay, lo yin lachar misa.
He didn't put it in the hand of that of this whoever.
He put it in the hand of the Evet. But the problem here is that over there, he put it in the hand of the, not sorry, not in the hand of the Eved, sorry. He put it in the hand of the Shliach. Okay? Tunu Gedzele Ishti, he put it in the hand of the Shliach. And Rashi addresses it even according to the Rabbanim. V'afilu Rabbanim d'amri shech Rabbanim z'chosu v'zachan adam shalai b'fanav, nehi d'lahachi zacha be d'loi matzil mahader. Mihu moid Rabbanim d'chol kama d'loi mata gita liyade loi have m'shachar. Again, if he dies, expires. Everyone's going to agree. Even if you say that you could have the shliach, meaning like this, the get has to reach the yad of the isha, the get has to reach the yad of the eved. So the question is, can the shliach be zeicha for them that when it gets to their hand and the baal can no longer, that's the machlekes before we remain in the chachamim. But in this situation, everybody agrees that if the get never gets there because the husband, if the master or the husband dies, then shtar doesn't work, period. So everyone's going to agree in that case. Now, what's the difference though? So that's by Get Isha and Shtar Shechur. Umeis lo yitnu la'achar misa. But tenu mana leplaini umeis yitnu la'achar misa. that if you say give money to so and so, that will work achar misa. Okay, so the Gemara says, so we do see a difference between get, isha, shechar, and every other case. So why isn't there another example? Right, we were listing examples. So Gemara says, ki katani milsa de lesa b'shtaris. We're discussing differences in shtar. Milsa de isa b'shtaris like katani. Meaning that if the guy would give the money with a shtar, that would also be true. Again, if you write a shtar and the shtar doesn't get to the recipient of the gift, or the isha, or the eved, and the giver dies, giver or master dies, husband, giver, master dies, okay, any one of the three, if it's with a shtar, then it won't be applicable. What's the difference in this case? This is divrei shchibmira, kiksuvim uchsuvim darbi. That this was based on the dibur. We're only giving this based on the dibur. Ah, we're not relying on the shtar. It's when we rely on a shtar. And therefore, there is really no difference here, because if the guy, the shchibmira, actually intends to give the gift with a shtar, then the shtar will be batal as well. And it's very much the same whether we're dealing with money, gitei nashim, or gitei avadim. We're trying to highlight where there's a difference. The only difference here is on a dibur. Well, that's not applicable to get. You can't be magarish, you can't be shachar ever with a dibur. It's just a difference in dibur. We're trying to highlight the differences in shtarais, right? So again, we now have, there's three ways in which the shtar of a isha and Eved differ from all other shtaris. And in this regard, they're very much the same. Where do we see that? Milsa de isa b'shtaris like a tani, deshalach rabin mishmei de rababohu, haba yoydin, sheshalach rabalazar legoylo, mishem rabbeinu. The rabalazar sent the following din, shchimira she'amar, a shchimira that said, kosvu utenu mana leplaini. He said, write a shtar and give it to Pliny, umeis in kaisa v'noisin. No shtar is achar misa. And therefore, Shema legamar lahaknoisai ela b'shtar vein shtar lahachar misa. Okay, so again, this is not a difference in shtar. That's why we didn't list it. We're only listing differences in where you're trying to affect something by shtar, a difference between Gerisha and Shechor Eved to any other shtar. This is not a difference. Okay, Frakta Gemara, I could find another difference. Again, what is the difference between that get isha and Shechor Eved are similar versus everything else when it comes to shtar? By Ika lishma. What about the din of lishma? Get isha requires lishma. V'chas of la lishma. We learn get shechor, shtar shechor, la. That get eved also has to be lishma. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, bishlama l'rabba, so hainu moilich umevi. So when we said the three ways, v'fane nechtav, remember Rabba? He didn't go away. Rabba still holds on some level, right, that it's because of lishma. So moilich umevi would encompass lishma as well. So that wouldn't be akasha. And in fact, that is we did discuss the difference. Okay, so Bishlam Raman Melech Maybe El the Rava Kasha. According to Rava, who says the whole reason for finding out that is Kim Shtaris, you do also need Lishma. Rava agrees you need Lishma. Just the finding out is not coming to cure my need for Lishma. I do need Lishma. Okay, and Visu Bain the Rava Heikam Mechuber. There's a din that by get it says Vakasa Venasan. That you have to write it and give it. And you can't have a required step in between. So therefore, both, again, la me isha, so both by isha and by shtar shechor, by eved, you can't write the get on a mechuber, something that's attached to the ground, and then detach it. It has to be ready to be given where it's already detached. So it's a difference, again, in the shtarois, right, we said shtar. So we now have another difference in the shtar between what something that applies shavu get isha to shtar shechor, and different than every other shtar, there's no reason why you can't write another legal document on a mechuber. It's not a problem. And therefore, why didn't we highlight it in the Gemara? So the Gemara says, kikatani psula d'rabanan. That we were only addressing psula d'rabanans. We were saying three ways that are dinam of shtaris that are psulim d'rabanan, d'araisa lekatani. This is a psul, and this would be a psul in the get. It would be a psul in the shtar. And therefore, we're not talking about d'oraisa psulos. We're only talking about things like l'fanei nachta. Frek the Gemara, b'ha'ar koi, shaladei chachavim, de psula d'oraisa. It's also a structural issue, the get isha with the get. That's a psul d'oraisa, just like mechuber is a psul d'oraisa. And yet, we did list that. So why didn't we list mechuber? Psul d'oraisa hudu katani. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Be'edei misira, that we have to crux this, that the case where we said our kais, which is going to be a Mishnah later, which we're going to address this all later, but the point is, we said by our kais, a regular legal document you could rely on for shtar shtaris, mammon, you could rely on a non-Jewish court legal document. When it comes to get, you can't rely on it. Now, That's only if I hold that the signatures on the get are affecting, are making the chaleis get. But if I go like Rebbe Elazar, and it's be'edei mesira ko Rebbe Elazar. Now we've mentioned this before, that there is a machlokes. We touched on it back on daf gimel on the base, that there are two sets in a normal get situation. The husband writes a get. There's two edim assigned on the shtar, and then the shtar would be handed over. Let's say the shliach brings it, or the husband gives it to his wife. Either way, the husband gives it to his wife. There would be edim watching that, just like you have edim by kedushin. So there is a machlokes from Meir and Rebbe Elazar. Which set of edim are actually making the chalais get? Which one are the most important one? Is it the edei chasima on the get, or is it the edei mesira, the ones watching? Just like the kedushin, there's only edei mesira. There's no shtar, so it's the edei mesira who do. So we're saying we're going to look for Belazar edei mesira karti. Well, if edei mesira karti, which means that I don't really need signatures on the get to have a get midaraisa. Why do I have signatures on the get? Because, why is it why I'm on the get? Because in case, the way we've discussed it before, Tosis brought this down, that in case the Eidei Mesira die, and the woman needs to prove that she is divorced, the existence of valid Eidei Chasima on a get tell us that there were Eidei Mesira. Okay? So essentially, what's the problem? That essentially this whole get is, the signatures on this get is just a raya. It's a chashash, chashinan. We don't really rely on these signatures for the chalais kedushin, gerushin. What makes the chalais gerushin? It's the edei mesira karti. And therefore, what was our kash over here? What about mechuber? Why don't we mention mechuber? So we said why? Because we're only dealing with things that are darabanan. Our kois is daraisa, because we're now going to the validity of the get. And validity of the get, meaning the validity of the divorce. Because we're saying that it's a contract written in our kais. It's going to be possible when it comes to get. The Gemara says, no. We're going like Rebbe Elazar, edei mesira karti, which means that what's making the get is the edei mesira. And the edim are there, it's just as a backup. The hainu was a din d'rabbanan. So we've now made it into our rabbanan. Now we're saying again, there are three ways that get isha and shtar shechor are similar. When we talk about shtarois d'rabbanan, that are different than every other star. Okay, so that's still going to stay intact. Now, so the Gemara answers, frek the Gemara. Now, we just have one question on this. You said that really the whole case of our kais, the star, is din d'rabbanan because it's edei mesira karti, frek the Gemara. V'homet d'tani seifa, the seifa in that Mishnah, so the Tanakhama holds that you can't rely on these documents. Rav Shimon says, you can. Rav Shimon, Aymer, af eluk sheirin, that documents are of our kais are going to be fine for get. That Reb Shimon is going in Reb Elazar Shita, who says, well, if there's a machlekes Tanakama Reb Shimon, if Reb Shimon, who will allow these documents to be used, is going in Shita's Reb Elazar, the Tanakama, who doesn't allow these documents to be used, must not be going in Shita's Reb Elazar, right? And therefore, how could you tell me that we're going, the mandaber who holds, you cannot use shtarais of our kais for gitei nashim, how could you tell me that is going to cheat the Rebbe Elazar? So Gemara answers, Eke Beinayu, Shemus Bevakum. No, really, both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon over there, who are arguing whether you can use these archais, are both going in Rebbe Elazar Shita. And we're fine. This whole din is, we go like Rebbe Elazar, Edei Mesira. What's the machlekes there? I could say, what's the machlekes? The machlekes is Eke Beinayu, Shemus Bevakum, which is the sugi over there, but give you a sneak preview that the Tanakhama holds that you cannot use shtarais shalar kais because really edei mesira, which means that the shtarais do nothing other than they serve as a backup. I didn't derive on a backup. Now the problem is, the question is, can I use shtarais shalar kais? Why? Because if I'm going to rely on those edim, then we say that they're valid edim. So I can't use, that's a machlekes over here between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon. The machlekes is, are we geyser when it comes to Shemus Muvakim? Let's say the name is Jesus. Okay, so we all know that the guy who signed in our kais, again, all we need the document for is to determine the events that happened. It's almost like a shtar raya. It's just proof that there were edei mesira. But really, what makes the guy edei mesira? So now, like this, what's the whole reason why we don't allow shtar raya kais? Machlekes there, Tanakhama Rav Shimon, is because I might come to rely on these names in the shtar for other edis. Well, if the name is clearly a non-Jewish name, Christopher, No Jew named Christopher. If it's Paul or Jerry, okay. I mean, Jerry certainly, right? I mean, probably most of the Jerrys we know are Jewish. So then it could be a question. I understand why there's a gzeira and what the machlokes. So the question is, what happens if it's a Shemos Muvakim, where it's definitely a non-Jewish name? There's a machlokes outside machlokes whether or not we're going to be geyser on their stars to use them as a backup. Didrabanan. Okay. So now what we said was still remains intact. Meaning we said there's three ways that get Nashim parallels get Eved, different than all other shtarois bedidim derabanan. That's what we said. Three ways according to the Tanakhama and four ways according to Rameir. Okay? So now, Baha Chazara, one of the three we mentioned, the Chazara Daraisa, the ability for the Baal to call back the get from the Shliach, that is a din daraisa, the katani. Right? Chazara, that the, whether the, we said, can the well, it has to be true in Rameir as well. And Chazara is a din d'oraisa. You said it's only dealing with din d'rabbanan. Meaning why? Because if we allow the husband to call back the get, he's undoing the get. If we don't, then we're saying that there is a get, a shechor, whatever it is. Okay, so the Gemara says, El kikotani milsa the less of the kedushin. We're only discussing things that are not applicable to kedushin. Milsa the isa the kedushin, loy katani. Okay, meaning, so again, we're saying that there are three things that are not applicable by Kedushin, where get and shechor are the same and are different than any of the other shtaris. So you have to go through, what about Kedushin? Meaning, lishma and mechubar are something that would be problematic for a shtar Kedushin. And therefore, why? Because it's ishkis havaya liyitzia. That's the way they're trying to explain it. So therefore, lishma mechubar is isa b'kedushin. We ask, right, what about all these things? Why don't we mention? Because we're only discussing things that are not relevant to kedushin. Mechubar and lishma are relevant to kedushin, and therefore we didn't explain that. So we're now reclassifying. There's three things that are not relevant to kedushin. We're get and shechor parallel, and are different than every other star. B'din v'drabanan, right? Think about how many tack-ons, how many add-ons we've had to the Lashon there. And then Rashi goes through that Bafanei Nechtav doesn't apply to Kedushin, because that's a Takana D'Rabbanan, okay? The whole point is that we're allowing Aser Baal Ma'arale, Mishmiguni Tikun Rabbanan, and he goes through, Rashi goes through all these. Kusi, okay, that by Kusi is not going to be kosher by Kedushin. We said that only an 8 Kusi will work for Gittin and Shechor will not apply. And Rashi goes through all these things. Arkos Nami Lesa B'Kedushin, Hechadeke de Mesira de Yisrael. So he goes through all the cases to explain why these three things are not relevant. The three things that we had here, Refani Nachtav, we don't have by Kedushin at all. Okay, that was done Mishumiguna Kol B'Rabbanan. We allowed with one, we required it. Okay, B'chol Getche, Yishalav, Eid, we said Eid Kusi, Pasol, Chutz V'Gedash Shem, 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 you cannot use an Eid Kusi for Kedushin. It's a Shtar issue, like we'll see, by Getin and Shechor, we allowed it. And the third din of Arkais, that we said Arkais is going to be, again, it was a din d'Rabbanan, right? The way we now understand, what's the case of Arkais? That really, Eidei Mesira Karti, the reason you can't use Arkais is because of some sort of din or Gzeira d'Rabbanan, and that would not apply. The Kedushin, Kimin Doraisa Mekudeshes, which made the Mesira, I Amrit, Eina Mekudeshes, we can't, meaning I can be okay, Lachumra, saying the get is no good, Mishum Gezera. But I can't, right? So again, if whatever you tripped up that was in the Shtar, that we didn't like about our Kais, it was in the Rabbanon, we can say that Midrabbanon, the Rabbanon were Machmer on her, and she's not going to be divorced. She'll return back to an Ashes Ish. But you can't say that by Kedushin. Midrabbanon, you trip something in the Shtar, so we're going to undo the Kedushin. No, Midoraisa, she's married. We can't make her back into a pnuya. We can't make her ish. Okay, and therefore, those three things are not relevant by Kedushin. So again, there are three things that are not relevant to Kedushin that are parallel between Gitei Nashim and Shechor Avadim that don't apply to any other shtaros, bedinim d'rabbanan. That's now where our list is. Okay, so the Gemara says just one thing. V'chazara gufa isa b'kedushin. There is a concept of chazara b'kedushin, meaning if you give the shtar Kedushin to the shliach, guess what? What did we say? We said that if you give the get shechor to the shliach, let's say, for instance, according to the chachamim, whether it's get isha or get shechor, the husband can't do chazar. Rameir holds you can by the get shechor. I'm sorry, Rameir says you can't because it's considered a chayv. Even the shtar shechor for the eved is considered a chayv. The get to the isha is considered a chayv. Rameir holds that, that's Rameir. The Rabbanon hold that the get the get, there is chazar. So we're discussing this din of chazar. Well, guess what? By kedushin, it's also a chayv. It's also a chayv because the husband, when she accepts the get, she's going to immediately become, Rashi says, she maser shtar kedushin l'shulchay v'ratza lachzer chayzer. The ein kan zchus, that we're saying that the husband can be chayzer, the person being mekadesh. Why? Because it's not a zchus. Why? The aser la akulei alma. Aye, what about mizaynus? Rashi says, "Umishem ayshtara inem edem mischayev bemizaynus." Bemizaynus, that you're not mischayev bemizaynus with the giving of kedushin. The point is, kedushin is also a chayv. So now we have another situation of where chazara would apply. Kedushin does apply, right? You just said that. What's the Bryce is saying? There's three things that don't apply to kedushin that are parallel by get and by shechor. That don't apply to any other shtar in dinim derabanan, right? That's what we said. Well, guess what? I found another one. Kedushin does apply, so how that doesn't fit the criteria? What are you talking about? So the Gemara answers very interesting answer. B'shlichos bal karcha, we're talking about the shlichos bal karcha, the begerishin is bekedushin lesa. That it's considered, it's not the same. You just said chazara is the same. It's not the same. That from the fact that there's a shlichos bal karcha, that a get can be given and a shtar shechor, which Tosfos takes issue with, and he has a different little way of understanding it. It's the nature of the shlichos is bar karcha. Okay, this is a very intricate topic here between Rashi and Tosfos, but the point is that since there's a difference fundamentally, what's the difference fundamentally? Just take this on a very high level. Get isha and eved, when the husband sends it, it's bar karcha. It's an element of bar karcha. Okay, it's not up to them. When kedushin, it's up to her to accept. It's bedaita. So therefore, the shlichos is different. So you're telling me something that affects shlichos. Ah, what do you mean? Kedushin chazara is just like get. Is just like get and eved. It's not. It's fun. This shlichos that we're talking about that has the chazara, the shlichos itself. That's what we're talking about. Can you be chazar on the shlichos? Well, the shlichos is fundamentally different because the shlichos of the get isha and eved is bal karcha, and the shlichos to be makadosh a woman can't be bal karcha. It requires her das. Okay, and that is, what we're saying is that there's three ways we brought in the Mishnah over here. Just to quickly summarize, we brought in that we transitioned from Get Isha to Get Shechor. We said that Get Isha is similar to Get Shechor, that Get Shechor is similar to Get Isha, that it requires a finding after finding. There's three things, and we ended up saying, this is what we did, three things that are apply only to, that do not apply to Kedushin, that are similar, aligned by get, isha, and shtar shechor, and that don't apply to other dinim when it comes to shtaras and dinim derabanan. That's where we're up to. Okay, and chazara is by, no, that's a different kind of shlichos, chazara, that's one of the, and those three things are, and that's the fourth thing in our mayor, but the three things, four in our mayor, one, the fourth one is chazara, and the three is, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, okay, and that eid kusi we will allow an eid kusi, we'll make it by get isha, and we'll have to see why, by get isha and shtar shechor. And we will not allow the, according to the Tanakama in the Mishnah we brought, we will not, even though we hold like Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesirah Karti, we still will not allow a Jewish divorce document, okay, a Jewish divorce, a get, to be on a legal non-Jewish document because of, like we said, we might come to the concerns, we might come to rely on those Eidim there. I'll stop here for...